All right, welcome everybody to episode 6. This is Views from the Top podcast. I'm your host and the principal of Tinley Summit Academy, David McGuire. I am joined today with my guy. I got my guy with me today, Mr. Timothy Wright, who's the director of enrollment and recruitment at Tinley. We're gonna have a little dialogue and educate the folks about all the great offers at Tinley, not just Tinley Summit and not just Tinley Genesis, but Tinley Accelerate Schools and the entire Tinley network. Just like a lot of schools, we've been hit pretty heavy with this whole quarantine thing. And, you know, we had to adjust our recruitment and enrollment efforts. And so I got my guy, Timothy, right here. We're going to talk about how we're recruiting and enrolling at Tinley and how you can get involved. So I'm going to call you Mr. Wright. I'm just call you Mr. Wright because that's what people know you as. Mr. Wright, just before we jump into Tinley, just introduce the folks who you are, how long you've been at Tinley, what your role is, what's your goal for recruitment and enrollment.
All right, man. First, let me say thank you for allowing me to be on your show this evening, man. And as everybody know me, I'm Mr. Wright. I've been in the network 5 years, man. I've been at, I think, every location that we've had. We were there together. We started at a Tinley Prep.
Man. Oh, yeah.
That's where we started at. And so from there, I remember our CEO was like, do you mind going out to Tinley Summit? I'm like, them the babies. Wait a minute. Them the small ones. So that's how I made it out there. I closed our location on Franklin and then was with another co-principal, Sandra Town. And then we went over and opened up Tinley Summit. Then they said, hey, you've been over there kind of long enough. We need you at the high school. So moved to the high school, was a dean of culture there for a number of years. And now I am blessed to have this opportunity to be the new director of enrollment and recruitment. So just add another notch to the belt of being around Tinley, man. And I'm blessed.
So with your new role, Mr. Wright, this probably wasn't the most ideal way that you wanted to jump into the new role with us being virtually.
Right.
But, like, what are some things that you've done to try to make sure that you kept Tinley in the front minds of everybody as we're thinking about, you know, it's that time where parents are thinking about enrollment, whether it's kindergarten families or, you know, eighth graders and seventh and eighth graders and ninth graders in our high school. So what have you done to try to make sure that Tinley is standing in the front of people's minds they're thinking about next school year?
Well, first thing I've done when I came aboard, I said, well, what do I have to work with? We in this quarantine, everybody shut down. We used to really get involved in community pieces like back to school rallies, all of those type of things, which are, you know, they're going to be shut down this year. So I had to think of what could I do to make sure that I'm putting Tinley or continuing to have Tinley in everybody's faces. So just like anything else, I hit social media. I came out hitting that hard. I made a kind of like a movie trailer that depicts what Tinley is about. Most importantly, hopefully everybody saw after looking at all the pictures that they said, man, Tinley is still, after 16 years, still a family. You know what I'm saying? What I usually push is that we're the longest running charter school in the state of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the reason why, because we got a product. And this product works. And most importantly, is the foundation is family. And so hitting that social media, I'm still out. I'm still hitting the pavements, man. I'm putting flyers out, you know, on cars, everything else. My other good piece was the churches. We haven't went back to church yet. So
right.
I'm just everywhere. You know, yeah. I went down to the Urban League on yesterday when they was giving out food. I forgot that it wasn't a line,
uh-huh.
but I still was able to go down there and pass out flyers. So.
Hey, man, we might have to talk to some of these pastors, man, about tapping into their live stream. Talking about pastors, let me jump on that live stream real quick when you do them announcements.
Hey, I don't think I ain't thought about it. Definitely a couple of the pastors in the community that I know, you know, and they do it from home, or they might use Team or Zoom or something like that. I'm like, hey, let me split screen with you real quick.
I just need 30 seconds. Absolutely. So Mr. Roy, can you just tell the folks, you know, like other schools, you know, Tinley had to make the adjustment to e-learning and virtual learning. So as we close out, I mean, this is our last day, you know, for e-learning across the network. But how has Tinley, from a community aspects, social and emotional. How has Tinley School supported our scholars and our families and the broader community just in this e-learning? What's some of the things that we've done as a network?
Most importantly, I'm going to be out there. This is new for Tinley, this e-learning piece. So we had to make sure that just as we were in the schools, we were always communicating, being visible. It was most important that we be that way this time. Most importantly, we were in the classroom, virtually supporting the teachers, as well as supporting the students as well. Our principal, Lloyd Knight, at the high school, he held Friday town hall meetings where parents, if they had concerns, if they had questions, if they had comments, they were able to express those on Fridays. And all everybody, not just the middle school, the early high school, as they call it, was at 9 and 10, as well as the EC, which is our early college. Everybody had a spot where they were able to express or hear what's coming up and have a great dialogue. It wasn't just here's a computer, and your child has to do it. We communicated regularly with our parents to say, we still family, we still got a mission, and we're here to work together as a team and to make sure that our scholars still get that high performing academics.
Yep. One of the cool things that I thought that we did as a network was we had the partnership with Avondale Meadows. And we were serving the food on Monday. So you can kind of just talk to the folks about like how that, maybe not so how it came about, but the impact that you saw on days that you went out there and saw Avondale and Tinley working together in that Meadows community, giving out foods to the community.
Right. I was out there the very first one that Tinley was a part of. We had Avondale Meadows staff come over. I think, you know, I'm going to say this silent. I think we might have had more than what we were supposed to do from the pandemic. But still, parents who came, they saw, man, that's Miss So-and-so from the school. That's my school. Yeah. And families, I saw a lot of babies from Summit, families that I haven't seen, man. And it just hurt. It just really just made my heart well, man. And to say, hey, we're here to still serve you as best as we can. When you allow us to be in this community, both schools, we're here to serve you. It got to a point where we went out to the gas stations and everything else and say, hey, we have food right over here. Jump on in our line. And so I think we averaged close about 1,500 meals, man.
See, and I think that's the piece. You know, we talk about the families and people know the rich academic culture and environment at Tinley, but I think it's the fabric of our network is built upon how we are serving the community, right? And so for us to be able to partner with Avondale Meadow, you know, kind of bridge that relationship and that gap, just as a testament, I think, to our upper leadership of Dr. Metcalf and Mr. Redmond to kind of forge that partnership and make sure that that happens. Because I think, you know, there's a lot of people who are serving meals, right? I think we were able to kind of join that and make sure we help fill that need. But I think mainly, like you mentioned earlier, we also fill that academic need, right? So we scrambled out. We got, you know, the Chromebooks and we got kids set up on e-learning and we had teachers teaching and we were still providing that quality instruction. But it was also great for us to provide those meals. So one of the main things with your role, in addition to recruiting new students, right, is how do we make sure we keep our families? So just talk to the folks about, you know, well, a couple of things. Talk to the folks about some of the things that you've done to make sure that you reassured our current families on, you know, why they should stay a part of the family. And if those that you might not have, that you haven't reached, talk to them now about why they should stick with Summit.
Well,
Summit, Genesis, and the high school.
Yeah, and the high school. All of our locations I've called. I have a list of scholars who said they were going to return, and then ones that have not. Everybody, to me, needs a call. Just so they would know, I'm not playing about us being family.
Absolutely.
Even ones that I've talked to and they've matched out to another school, I won't tell my secret, but it's sincerity. I say, hey, once you've always been at the table with Tinley, you always got a seat. Because you family. it may be they're jumping because they've had issues that I may not be able to handle, or I may not be able to solve, but I make sure that I let the principal know, hey, you need to call this person. The parent has an issue, and you may be able to resolve it so this baby can stay here.
Absolutely.
And so just my first line that I took on was, I need to call everybody at the school.
Yeah.
I don't know any of my new babies at Genesis, but they're mine.
Yeah.
I know all the babies mostly at Summit, and definitely at the high school. All of them got a call from Mr. Wright because I felt it was important, especially being in this new role,
mm-hmm.
kind of letting them know the transition that I'm no longer as the dean, but I'm not gone. I'm still there. I'm blessed to still be here. And then as I bring in new families, I'm able to see, yeah, this family will be a great asset to the pop committee, or
yeah,
a great asset to the cheer committee out at Summit or mm-hmm. at Genesis, and saying, hey, come on into this circle that is being created, and you can only add to it.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing that I try to do. And trying to put together a team where when we out there, I mean, I got some ideas, man. And, you know, Morgan is always, she's always right beside me as we tackle the neighbor. I don't speak fluent Spanish, but she does.
Yeah.
So that allows me to go and tackle those Spanish speaking communities.
Absolutely.
Because she's there with me and she's a Tim Lee scholar.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, you know what? The quarantine, man, this social distancing. So last year I did something called Sneakers in the Streets, man. And like, it helped, you know, I was able to get out on that mm-hmm. Far East Side and meet some people. And it's crazy right. Because even some of the people that I met that didn't enroll right away, mm-hmm. a couple of them, as the school year got started and they went to these schools and they didn't really like, you know, the school, they remember, there's like, I remember that dude that knocked on my door that summer, right? Who was at the park in the apartment complex, man. And so I just can't wait until we get this thing lifted where we can get back in the streets. You know, we do have the signs posted, but people are traveling a little bit more, which is good. But, you know, when things really open back up, we can get some of those Tinley banners up so right. folks can see them. And I think that's the big thing.
Yeah, most of what we're thinking about doing now is tackling another part of the media. You know, at one time, Tinley was big on the billboards.
Yeah.
With us traveling and traffic is picking back up, we're not moving as fast. You have time to read the billboards.
Yeah, you do.
Where is Tinley?
Yeah.
You know, we were real big right there on the east side. And then at one time, I remember us being highly using the one on 38th and Keystone.
Yeah.
I think when Marcus Robinson was on the CEO, they used that a lot.
They own that billboard.
They own it. Teacher of the year. Everybody was on there. So that's when we were really big in the community, where we're returning to that again. Let them know that we're just not a school. We're just not a building. We're a community partner.
Yeah. And that's a piece that I really want to drive home. I think one of the reasons that, well, in addition to like trying to figure out the most creative way to recruit, was like doing a show like this, right? Like we started Views from the Top podcast at the school because we wanted to like, introduce the folks to who Tinley was. But I think to your point, a lot of people see schools as just a place where my kid goes to learn, right? But they miss that family aspect, and schools just talk about being a family, right? So we're a family, we do this, we do that. But it's like, what are you really doing to show that you're a family, right? Some of that commitment, that old school Tinley fiber, what we went above and beyond for our families, I think more than ever, that piece is coming out of us as a network, right? Some of the things that we're doing with the virtual learning, with the support and scholars. I saw you on your Facebook page, man, taking some kids to get fitted for their jackets and their blazers. Yeah. So just talk to the folks, because I think the biggest audience for Tinley that people know is the high school portion, right? So talk to the folks, you know, who had those rising ninth graders or those 10th graders who they were unhappy with their freshman year. Talk to them about, you know, Tinley, the high school, the early college, the importance of that blazer. Because I think that's where we're going to get the biggest bang for our buck. I've always said that. We go as the high school goes, as a network.
Right. It was really great being a part of the planning for the Blazer for my rising juniors. I mean, involved in that Blazer, man, is the Blazer ceremony. I was a part of that for the first time last year. Mm-hmm. And the location, we had it, man, it was really, really fabulous. To see the seniors mm-hmm. put on this jacket Ooh. To the juniors to say, hey, almost like we're passing the torch of greatness.
Yeah, man.
You're not just in high school now, you in early college.
Yeah.
This is what's setting you apart from wearing a sweater or the vest.
Uh-huh.
And now you're wearing this blazer.
Yeah.
So I'm blessed to be a part of that now. I speak about Morgan all the time. If anybody don't know, Morgan is my scholar at Tinley. She is now a junior.
Yeah, you get it from a dad perspective now too.
Yeah, yes, yes. So she's now a junior, and so we got her measured, and I was there to see other scholars getting measured, mm-hmm. putting it on. Even if they was putting it over a tank top, they were putting it on, and you can see them have a different look in themselves and different thought, like, man, I've almost made it, especially those young men who've come from prep.
Yeah.
You know, that have said, okay, I've been in prep under, you know, Mr. Jones. I've been up under you, Mr. McGuire. Now I'm up under Mr. Knight, but I'm in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm almost finished.
Yeah.
But this is that stepping stone that sets apart from just any other school.
Mm-hmm.
You will know if you're riding down the street, you know that is a Tinley scholar. Why? By their uniform.
That's right. You know, man, one of the things that when we were at prep together, and even when we were at Summit, what we prided ourselves on was what's the meaning of a blazer, right? And so even our kindergartners, right, I want them to see how important that blazer is, because I want them to aspire to put on that blazer, man. From our young queens to our young kings, like I tell them early on, that's why for me, one of the best moments at our school was when we were able to do senior send-off, right?
Right.
I took pride in that as a principal, like we held it at Summit. I wanted my kids to see that
right.
because I wanted them to see their future, right? It's one thing for us to talk about it, but for them to actually see kids that they can become wearing that Tinley uniform, man, it's beautiful, man. And I wish every kid could experience, because there's nothing like, you know, now that you got a dark, when you put that blazer on, it signifies that your high school career is over. Now you're now entering college, right?
Yes, 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 indeed. So that's the joy that we've been able to offer our scholars, like I said, for the 16 years. You must have,
As
my pastor would say, that's your moment to praise, right?
That's your moment. I didn't get amen. I'm gonna say it again. Yeah.
That's your moment to say amen. But yeah, we've been impacted in Indianapolis for 16 years, and so this is just an added point that we're offering. We're saying, hey, once you enter your junior year, like you said, your high school is over. As I looked at Morgan's transcript. She's knocking 40 right now at her sophomore year.
Yeah.
So she can, I don't want to say it too loud. She can walk
right.
by the state of Indiana. She can uh-huh. walk. But I said, nope, you're going to tackle these last 2 years where you will receive your 32 college credits.
Yeah.
Your 32 now, college credits.
And I think you know this because you worked at Tinley, and you're going to know it in a couple years as a parent, but parents got to understand, like, when your child leaves with those college credits, you can start knocking thousands of dollars off that college tuition, possibly. But yes, even with that, because you worked at the high school and, you know, we can rattle off the numbers, right? You know, 52 graduates, $15 million in scholarships. You know, we can say all that stuff. But, like, I think the parents can tell you of who've had Tinley graduates, how much of a burden that's been lifted
yes.
of what Tinley offers them from that aspect, not just from a college credits, but how it prepares kids for college, right? You get that college experience where is much needed. So just speak, I guess speak on that, because the motto is college or die, right? And right. You and I, we believe in it wholeheartedly, right? Yes, it's who indeed. We are. But yes, explain to the folks who are listening, who are unsure, you know, what's college or die mean? Why are we college or die?
College or die means just that. You know, we are pushing that you there is no plan B. Our plan A is to go to college, to go to a 4-year university. We're going to help you by linking you with the University of Evansville, who's our partner and has been our partner for a number of years. We're going to link you up with them where you'll be taking college courses. You have to follow the same college guidelines as anyone, as the one at Tennessee State or at the one at Notre Dame. You will still have to fight. You still got to turn it in on time, you know, but you're able to do this in the high school setting, you know, so it's not as strong, meaning, you know, in college, hey, if you turn it in, you turn it in. If don't, you don't. We still got that family piece, like, hey, you know, your scholar is missing this assignment.
Yeah.
You know, we don't hold back on reaching out to parents, even at the EC level, to say, hey, yeah, we know your child is 18, but your child is still here at Tinley and he's missing or she's missing some assignments. You need to come in, let's have a conversation about it. Still letting the parents know that we're family and we partner.
When you say EC, for the folks that don't know what EC, what's
I'm
EC
sorry,
mean?
Yeah. EC is, means early college. So that's the pre-college level, but they're not on college campus. They're still in the high school. So that's absolutely. Why we say the EC, that early college.
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you're just tuning in, this is episode 5 of Views from the Top podcast. I'm your host and the principal at Tinley Summit, David McGuire, and we are here doing one-on-one with Mr. Timothy Wright, who is the director of enrollment and recruitment for Tinley Accelerated Schools. We wanted to just hop in on this quarantine episode, as I've called these, to talk about recruitment and enrollment at Tinley, talk about, you know, why Tinley for 16 years has been able to be a pillar in the community and a staple, and why you should join our family and the great offerings that we have coming up in the year. So, Ms. Rowe, I want to take a pivot real quick. So, you know, now more than ever, families will be evaluating schools differently, right? So, like, parents are looking at how schools responded to this pandemic and this plan that schools have for next year. So, what are some things that we're doing at Tinley that sets us apart from everybody else?
Between being available to give meals out to the community and saying, hey, we're still here. We ain't gone anywhere. Constantly keeping in contact with our families. You know, most time if the school is not open, oh, I don't hear from the school. We're always sending out blasts. I'm always sending out blasts, letting them know this is what's going on in the community. I know we're on a pandemic, but if you didn't make it to us, this is who's giving out food. This is who's giving out resources. Letting them know that we're not stingy. We want to help out because everybody has a need, whether they are still working or whether they have been affected, unfortunately, by the pandemic. We're still able to say, come on in, let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do to make sure that you, as well as your scholars, as well as your babies that we hopefully will one day be at one of our three sites. What can we do to make sure that one, that you're safe, you're healthy, your mental state is okay. Mm-hmm. What can we do? What can we do?
And everybody knows, if you've been at Tinley, everybody knows Mr. Wright and knows Mr. Wright, you know, cares deeply about the families. So if you talk to families, Mr. Wright, during this time, what are some of the things that parents have expressed to you about how things have been going during this pandemic, right? Like, you know, what's some of the stories, you know, without saying names that you've heard from, like, you know, how's things been going? Like, how the family's getting through this tough time?
I'm not even gonna beat around the bush. We've had some families that have been struggling, and we've had some families that have that are still doing okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to touch bases with all of them to say, what could I do? What's going well? And as well as my teachers also, you know, because they're on the front lines. And so we all just want to see and make sure that everybody is staying healthy and mentally and physically. I know I've picked up a couple pounds that I need to hit the block, but I do that. And I, you know, for my families that I seem to not hear from, I drop in. Mm-hmm. I drop pass. I've done that to many of my high school families.
Yeah.
Because I want them to know that we're still here. We yeah. still one have academic expectations that your scholar is not meeting. But two, is there a reason why? Maybe they don't have Wi-Fi. Maybe the Wi-Fi was discontinued or something like that. But we need to make sure that we know. And so that's why we keep always keeping the doors open. I'm always throwing my number out there.
Mm-hmm.
My principal's always throwing his number out there to say, hey, we're just not here, you know, during the school year. You know, we're here all the time.
Yeah.
We're all the time.
Man, during this quarantine, man, you in between working, I've found opportunities where I've just been trying to, like, you know, stay busy and catching up on stuff. So, you know, I've been binge watching a lot of Netflix and Hulu, man. I was watching late last night, man. I was watching a Cat Williams from 2008, man. And one of the things Cat Williams said that, look, it stuck with me. So I'm gonna ask you, man. He said, you got to please your star player, right? Like, how are you loving yourself? So let me ask you, Mr. Wright, you know, we were talking about Tinley and the family, man. How you doing during this time, man? Mentally, like, you know, just everything. Because what people don't understand is that when we work in these schools, not only do we, you know, we carry our own personal burdens and everything like that, but you hear these stories from the families about how they're struggling and you want to help. So, like, how are you doing overall? How are you? How's the family doing, man, like, during this time, this quarantine, man?
Man, everybody's good over here at the Wright House. We're just making sure that, and I'm being straight sincere, I get joy from helping others, especially my and you hear me say it all the time, my babies. They 18, they can be 19, mm-hmm. high schooler, Summit, Genesis, you know, I'm getting familiar with those babies over there. They're all on my babies. So just making sure that if you can't make it up there, you can just call me. I'm dropping one of these boxes off to you. It's not mm-hmm. about just the food, but it's about the bigger picture. Was just say, hey, we ain't just a school.
Yeah.
We are truly, truly, we truly love you.
Mm-hmm.
You can be anywhere. You can go to any school, Dean. That's the thing about Indianapolis. We got a lot of schools. So what sets us apart is that we are truly about family.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Man, listen, I think, you know, I just became a dad. So I think the one thing that this has helped me, man, is I've gotten time with my daughter that I never would have gotten, you know, to just be a better dad. But, like, still thinking about my other families and making sure that they're okay, man, because, like you said, man, folks out here really struggling. Like, it's mm-hmm. really hard out here for those people. And, you know, we're blessed and fortunate enough to, you know, have jobs and have careers that can stay above water and put food on the table, you know. But at the same time, this folks is not that fortunate, right? So we were able to, you know, go from a school building and work from home, right?
Right.
And not miss a beat in that sense. But there's folks out here that's not doing that. And I think as schools, as networks, we have an obligation to help take some of that burden as best we can. So mm-hmm. why do we provide an education during this time? Because our kids deserve that, right? Like, right. when this pandemic is over, no one's going to remember that we went through a COVID-19 pandemic, right? The expectations for Morgan and her classmates to get into college isn't going to change, right? So those kids at Tinley that aspire to go to those Ivy League schools or, you know, those Big Ten schools that are HBCUs, they're not going to change their admissions process because of a pandemic. Right. Those kids are still going to be expected to hit a certain mark on the SAT and ACT. And so it's our obligation to make sure that we don't strip that from them, you know. So that's right. why we keep the expectations high. But we do things like provide meals. We do check-ins right. and things like that. But we also, we got to keep the expectations high, right? We mm-hmm. got to keep that bar high because our kids can rise to it. And, you know, I'll try not to get all preachy too much, man, but Tinley is a predominantly Black network, right? I'm not going to go away from that. So, like, with that, in the essence of who we are as an organization, from the founding of our name, Charles A. Tilly, like, we're resourceful people, and mm-hmm. we will overcome this. And so we will get past this, but we have to make sure when we get past this, man, our kids are still on the right path, like, for college, man.
And the thing, what we have to realize, or what we have to focus on, that we can't, we should not forget certain aspects or certain things we took away from this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for our parents to say, okay, now I really know how to help my child academically. Because why? Because they spent a lot of time with this child. They really got a chance to learn how their child learns. Which I don't know if our parents are able to have been able to do that if we weren't in this pandemic, you know, believe it or not. I actually have stood outside of Morgan's door and listened, and she had a conversation with her other scholars. And even the conversation about school is that higher learning. And it's like, man, at one time I didn't think that she was just going to school. But one thing that helps me to when I'm talking to parents, first thing that I let them know is I ain't always sat behind this desk. Mm. I understand what you're going through. I've been a hourly staff member where, you know, in the summertime, you know, I didn't get paid, or I'm struggling in the summertime. So in the wintertime, when it's time to go back, you know, we still gotta make sure we get in the black.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I think these parents need to see is that, man, yes, this is my principal. Yes, this is my dean, but he knows. He's for real. He's genuine. Yeah. And the first thing I tell him, I ain't always sat behind his desk, Mom.
Yeah.
I ain't always had this tie on. At one time, Mom, I used to test oil samples.
Right.
I've done that. I've done those jobs to at least make the ends. If they ain't going to meet, they're going to wave at each other.
Right.
You know, I've been there, and I know how it feels. So let me help you.
Yeah. Man, you've been around me, being young in this position, I don't think people understand, like, well, he don't know. He young. He became a principal young and all this stuff, man. I said, but, like, I grew up in a home with a mom and a dad, but I watched them day in and day out go to work and have to go to work, right, to provide, right? So I don't have this silver spoon. I'm as real as they come. I tell folks all the time, like, there's nothing about me that I aim to be perfect. And I think that's the one thing about Tinley is that we got real people in these positions. Mm-hmm. So here you are as the director of enrollment and recruitment for the longest standing charter school in this, probably in the state, right? The most recognizable entity and name. Here I am, a principal of one of three of their schools, right? And we have other folks like that, but we real folks, right?
Right.
Yeah. So yes, I can go and sit and talk to donors, right, as we need to, but I can definitely go walk up right up, you know, 38th and Post, man, and talk to families and knock on the door and kick it.
Yeah.
I'm not too good for that. That's why I did it, right? That's why we do sticker. That's why we do those things. And Tinley's about the people. And, I, you know, Miss Hill, right, who we both know, put on there, it's about the family. When you family and you kinfolk, we ain't too uppity. And I be that cousin. I'm going to call you out. Like you said, when you call parents and say, is everything okay? Yes. Then why ain't your child on e-learning, right? So I'm going to make sure you okay. But the moment you tell me yes, then I need to know why your child ain't logged on.
Yeah, we switching gears.
So now that I know that's taken care of, right? I think that's what makes us special, man. And that's, look, you and I, we came in together. We are two, if you look at leaders in the network, right? I think only Idris, Slim.
Sandra.
Sandra came in with us.
Yeah. I think she's been there three or four. We've been there five.
We've been there longer than her. So, you know, like we are Tinley, right? And we had to go through the evolutions of Tinley. Right? We've been through multiple eras of Tinley, right?
Right.
But I think we are ushering in this new era of Tinley, man. And that's the piece I want to talk about next, man. Because I think, you know, because you had to lay down the law. Talk to folks. What is this new era of Tinley? Like, I say it a lot to the families I meet, because, you know, everybody asks the same question. Y'all still got that discipline policy. But, like, talk to folks about what's this new era of Tinley? We're in 16 years, so we've had to evolve. So tell right. the folks like how Tinley is different. Because we talked about how it's the same, right? But talk right. to folks how it's different and how we believe we can appeal to everybody.
Well, this is that question that I knew I was going to get. But I'm just going to be totally, like you said, we've been in the game. We've been in Tinley. We need to be 100. That's always been an obstacle is our discipline at Tinley. And we recognize that. Our current CEO, Mr. Metcalf, has recognized that along with the building leaders that we can't lean on it. We can't lean on it, that suspension. as much as we have. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a policy and procedure manual. There is a discipline portion of Tinley. But I think the new discipline that's taking place, I know last year we used Class Dojo, which is considered a elementary application. But when we rolled it out to the high school, we stuck to it a incentive piece. We ain't just kicking them out. We're pushing the babies to go to class, giving them recognition when they're in class, when they made it to class. And then on some Fridays, we're giving them an opportunity to lay their hair down and going to the gym for a little free time, listening to a little music all together. Going into the NPR, looking at a nice, appropriate movie all together. See, that I keep saying all together because, once again, what is that? That's that family piece. That's that growing piece that we recognizing. But we're moving towards a form of restorative justice setting, man, instead of saying, you sneeze too hard? Yeah, I'm at the
game. You got to go. Yeah, we'll bang you on this one.
It'd be that way. You know what I'm saying? Because at one time we had to lay it down like that. Did it work? It did for some of our scholars, and some it was just a vacation home for them. We're recognizing that our scholars need to be in school. The assessments aren't getting any easier. The teaching and the lesson plans aren't getting any easier as well. The work is not getting any easier, so we need our scholars there. I don't think. And I'm going to step out there. I don't think we ever will have an in-school suspension, but our in-school suspension is making sure that your baby is here. Yeah. And if we can do a form of redirection before they get to that point, however multiple times they need to be redirected before we say, look, man, we done talked to you like 17 times. I mean, it ain't going to be that many, but we've talked to you enough times where we got to get your parents in here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think, I do another show called The Recess Podcast, and folks know I get really real on there, but we've done 5 episodes of this Views from the Top, so people that follow us, they know. And I'm as real as they come, and I've expressed, you know, this to our leadership. I'm not a fan of in-school suspension. You know, I understand. I feel like it provides, you know, more trouble, you know, because you put kids who
I agree,
yeah, you know, don't want to be there in a confined space. But you know, if it is something that I think, if it is a direction that we go a year or 2 years from now, I think it's something that obviously I'm going to embrace, because again, like, I'm a rightful soldier, right? I'm a Tinley soldier, so I'm a beat to the drum of the network. But I think what parents have to understand is we've looked at the hand, but to your point, is some of the things that people call petty, right? That we used to get that a lot, like, y'all petty. And times have changed. Like, that was okay when we first came in 5 years ago, because it wasn't that many schools. But now, where there's so many choices and so many options, if we want to stay relevant and we want to stay competitive, because it's a dog-eat-dog world, right? Like, we're competing for kids. We have to make sure that we attend to those things. Now, we got some, and you know them better than me because you've been at the high school, we got some diehard Tinley parents who do like that old handbook, right? And so we've had to try to balance to make sure we don't lose those families, but also make sure we can attend to the new ones. So with you being at the high school, juggling both, because, you know, the high school had the pop committee. So they probably had families who are old school Tinley, who were like prep collegiate families with these new families. So how did you all at the high school balance the needs of Mr. Wright? I like it this the old way. Mr. Wright, I don't like that. So how would you be able to balance that? And how are we merging that as a network to make sure we satisfy everybody?
First thing we've done was put them all together. Having parent meetings, whether it's the I've had a lot of ninth grade, 10th grade parent meetings to say, hey, ninth grade parents, this is what you're coming into for the high school. Mm-hmm. This is the handbook. I need to make sure that you're reading this handbook because this is the last page that you got to sign.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of let them know. I mean, because what my first question, because I was also the network expulsion adjudicator as well. Mm-hmm. My first question was, did you receive a handbook? Did you read it with your scholar? First two questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you read it as a parent, but did Jonathan read it?
Yep.
Did Jonathan understand it? Did you break it down for Jonathan? Because here I have the back page sheet said that you got it and read it. You know, yep. So those are my two questions or three questions that I asked because those are very important questions. But what we had done over at the high school was put all the parents together and said, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the new handbook, or this is the handbook. This is the guidelines. You know, the POP committee has been a strong pillar at the high school. Yeah. I think it's going in another direction this year. The ones who had it before, their babies are gone. They're seniors. So I think they passed it down to a parent that has been in the network for a minute.
Yeah.
And so that is Mrs. Wright that's going to be part of running the POP committee. And she has reached back to some of the parents and said, hey, how did you guys do this?
Yeah.
You know, not trying to reinvent it. How did you guys come up with this? And is this a good direction? You know, still holding on to what we believe Tinley was founded on.
Yeah.
But then bending to the other side and say, okay, maybe we can try it this way.
Yeah. Man, you know, the POP was one of the inspirations for while we started Peak. You know, at Summit, mm-hmm. you know, parents and educators alongside kids, just because right. I saw how impactful it was to bring parents, right, and have parents a part of the decision making. I think that's something that was going on when Kelly was around, like Kelly Marshall, our former CEO, who both hired us, right, who we are, you know, I can say this, we are forever indebted to, right? That woman gave forever. Us the best job, you know, for both of us multiple times, right? She gave us great jobs over and over. She was good with engaging families, right? But from a CEO, you know, she actually took the time to listen and have
most
meetings
important.
With parents. Yeah,
most
listen
important.
To parents. And not just listen just for the sake of listening, right? But listen because it's saying like, so what ideas do you have to improve? Because that's ultimately what we wanted to do was improve the school. And I think now with Dr. Metcalf, he's kind of carried on that same piece of making sure the parents have a voice. I think families at Tinley, and if you're watching the Views from the Top podcast, I've been posting some of these remarks. These are from Tinley parents who are speaking about all the things that we're doing. They take it, right? Say, I'll take the patty, right, at Tinley Summit, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, I'm still, Mr. Wright, you know, I'm working on myself, man, with this handbook. I still pull out that one that says 2017 every now and then, man, but I be trying,
yeah.
y'all.
Oh, so you pull out the one that talks about, nope, you can't have hair longer than an inch?
Yeah, man. I need you. Yeah, right. So if you got them braids, I'm telling you, they better be combed.
Yes, indeed.
They better be combed for sure. No, man. But like, I just, our parents know that when we bring you in to have a conversation, this ain't just lip service. I'm not just talking to you just to check a box. I really want to know what you got to say. And I tell my parents mm-hmm. all the time, if you mad about something, come to me. Don't get on Facebook and Twitter and bash. You can come to me. Come if you got to cuss, we can come in the office and shut the door. You can cuss and holler all you want. But come to me. And our parents know that. And they will. You know, They will say, Mr. Wright, we got to talk. This ain't going to work for me, right? They're not going to blast us on social media because they know if I go to Mr. Wright or if I go to Mr. McGuire or if I go to Ms. Bacon or Mr. Knight, that they're going to listen and they're going to really hear what I got to say. And, that's what we're about, you know?
Right. The thing about it is, and I say this, and I'm totally honest, as someone who has stood on the handbook and know that handbook, I told many of parents, this handbook is a guideline. You know what I'm saying? Just because they were caught chewing gum, have I always given a one-day suspension? No. Because sometimes it's like, boy, if you don't spit that gum out, quit playing.
I'ma get you next time though.
Right.
Do it again.
it's just that simple. You know, now if I caught that child two or three times with gum in his mouth, now it's not even about the gum. It's about failure to comply.
Yeah.
Which is very important. If they're not complying what you say, if what you're saying as admin, you know what they're doing inside that classroom.
Tearing it up.
Sometimes. So yeah. So that's the thing that I try to get the parents. Yeah, it initially was the gum. But after four times, it's not about the gum anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And man, if you're just tuning in, this is Views from the Top Podcast. Again, I'm your host and a principal at Tinley Summit Academy, David McGuire. I'm joined with my guy, Mr. Timothy Wright, who's the new director of enrollment and recruitment at Tinley. And I just, man, listen, I ain't told you this. I'm going to say it to you live, man. I think this, you being in this role, the stuff that you're doing right now in a virtual setting, like with the videos and stuff, man, it's been great. I can't wait to see what you do once we get back in that school building. I know you got some stuff up your sleeve. Don't tell the folks yet, but I know you got some stuff up your sleeve, man.
I got some stuff, man. I got one thing that I'm working on that I feel is important.
Okay.
And it's going to be placed on social media, and I'm just going to just let you guys know and put it out there. When we're in this, when we in the streets and you hear from me and I'm at your door or you come past my table, I feel it's very important. I'm putting together a team where the people who's interested, they're not going to hear from me. Yeah, we want you to come. I want you to come to the school. I want you to enroll. But if you want to know the truth, who you want to ask? They say all the time, you ask the kids. Mm-hmm. So I got a team of scholars that I'm putting together that they will travel along with me. I got parents on deck to say, you let me know when it is, because they want to hear, they don't want to hear scripted stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not about scripted information. I'm about being true and wanting you to come to the school because I believe in the school. I believe in Summit. I believe in the high school. I believe in Genesis. Because, you know, it's a fabulous setting. It's academically strong. They're friendly and very highly qualified teachers. Hey, you couldn't ask for more.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Wright, I got a Ms. Young. She asked, were you coming back to Summit? So I think you got to clarify your new role so people know what you're doing. She's asking, are you coming back to Summit? In a sense, you will be at Summit a little more. Yeah.
I will be. I'll be out there. But I'll be in the new role. I'll be the new director of enrollment and recruitment. So, Ms. Young, you don't look up if I'm in your face saying, hey, everything good?
Yeah.
Sure. Because, Ms. Young, I need to keep you. Yeah. I need for you to have your babies trickle through all the way to the end. And so if that means I got to rub your feet, then that's what we got to do.
Hey, man, listen, sure. I told somebody, man, I said, listen, I went to an HBCU. And I'm in a fraternity. So when we used to have a party, we used to be out there passing out flyers, man.
Y'all know about that, don't you, huh?
They know that Q water.
That Q water.
Listen, that Q water. But I told folks, man, I said, listen, I know how to hustle, right? For people, because when we used to host parties, we used to be out there, man, putting flyers on cars, knocking on, trying to get people to come. So this hustling game ain't nothing to me. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to be on it. You hear me? Yes, I'm going to be on it. Soon as the mayor get us off punishment, I'm going to be on
it.
Because we are, right now we're on punishment. But I just wanted to share something real quick. So our community organization on the Far East Side, Dewberry Determined, and Tinley Summit will be hosting the Far East Side Community Cleanup on May 30th from 9 to 1. If you want to participate, we definitely welcome you. We ask that you do. Please respect, you know, we're going to still respect some of the social distancing guidelines. But if you haven't been out on the Far East Side, man, it's been a long time. We didn't get to do the Great Indy cleanup. And so it's looking bad out there. So I'm just asking for some folks who want to come volunteer. Make sure you wear your gloves and your face guards or whatnot. But we got to get out and spend some time cleaning up the neighborhood. So there'll be some staff members from Tinley Summit and some family supporting. Also, if you want to learn more about the school, we're going to have some enrollment information. But the main thing is we're out there trying to clean up the neighborhood because, as Mr. Rice stated, man, if you don't know anything about Tinley, when Tinley entered the Meadows 16 years ago, only old school Nap folks know that was the Cub Foods, right? They know about the Cub Foods, man.
My brother used to work here, man.
Exactly. Long time ago, man.
Long time ago.
Most don't know, man, about that Cub Foods. So, like, when we came over there, you know, the reason why a bank, a YMCA, Avondale Meadows, the Excel Center, Save a Lot, Eye Doctors, the reason why that stuff is there is because of Tinley. Tinley's mm-hmm. academic excellence and the greatness they were doing made it an area where people wanted to invest in. And so what we're trying to do on the Far East Side in the Dewberry community with Tinley Summit is the exact same thing. We're trying to replicate that same magic. You know, I tell folks, there was that magic in the Meadows 16 years ago. Welcome to the dream on Dewberry. And so we're going to do our part to make sure that we can help clean up the neighborhood and would love for folks to come out. Even if it's just to honk your horn and say, hey, come learn more about our school and our network. That'll be Saturday, May 30th from 9 to 1. So, Mr. Wright, before we close out and get out of here, any parting shots, anything last you want to say for the folks before I do my closing about Tinley, any of the schools, anything we have coming up?
Just continue. I have a virtual open house that I'm trying to put together for all the schools. Mm-hmm. I'd definitely be working with next week, be working with Tinley Genesis and Miss Marcus, who is over there. Fabulous, fabulous lady, hardworking lady. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get, she's, I think they're like parent liaison. I'm giving her another title, but it's similar to that. She's out in the community hitting the pavement as well. So we're going to get together and put together a virtual open house. And that's kind of what I want to do to all the schools. Just get with the principals, you know, introducing themselves, just shouting out, seeing what they got going on and taking a couple of shots of the school and then just putting it all together. But as always, you know, got the Tinley now enrolling.
Yes, sir. You
know, enrolled today and get online, get on our Facebook page, check out Tinley Accelerated Schools. We have a wonderful video on there that I put together mm-hmm. that highlights the school. And also, I don't know if you saw my TikTok video, man. I put together just using what we do. TikTok is me. Mm-hmm. So I had to do my little TikTok, you know, and change my little it's place.
Yeah,
it changed. You know, I had the best one on gear. And then I went to the Tinley, had the bow tie on, everything as I always wear, man. So, families, I look to working with you. I appreciate all the ones who were matched to us as they found out that they reached match two today. Mm-hmm. I appreciate those who matched to us. And I still want to say the ones who matched out, you're still part of the Tinley family. Always got a seat at the table.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you just tuned in, this has been Views from the Top. I've had my boy with me, Mr. Timothy Wright, one-on-one with him. He's the new director.
Hey, man, I gotta cut you out, man. It sure is weird hearing you say my full name, man.
I know, man.
You always say Mr. Wright.
Man. I know, man. But this is me. You know, I gotta professionalize the show a little bit, you know, give you the proper due. Man, listen, it's, man, you know, we've been rocking this Tinley thing for a while, man, you know, through the ups and the downs, man. But I think it's good every time I look and I see old school folks like me, because we elder statesmen, man. When I see these new folks come in, I've been like, I've been getting people smell tests, man.
Let me holler at you for a second, bro.
Yeah. So when we get back to Teacher Institute, man, I'm definitely going to do some hazing of some new folks, man. I need to check these folks out, man, for real.
I said
the H word.
We are a non-hazing organization. We don't do that.
Well, we haze at Tinley. Tinley Accelerated Schools is all hazing. Because listen, man, and this is going to get me to my spiel. And before I get to my spiel, I did want to say, In case you didn't know, Tinley Summit, Tinley Accelerated Schools is offering this amazing thing. We're offering a transportation service next year for any seventh graders on the Far East Side that are interested in going to Tinley Accelerated Schools for 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. So my Far East Side people, there will be a bus stop that goes from Tinley Summit all the way to Tinley Accelerated Schools and then bring you back in the afternoon.
Yes,
and so Far East Side people, this is just step one of a major change that's happening at Tinley. So I definitely want you guys to know about that.
But They've asked about it for years, man.
Yeah, man. So, we're going to give it to them. We're going to start on the Far East Side, man. Because I told folks when we went out there on the Far East Side, there was a dream that we were building. And we were going to do something special. And piece by piece, it's coming together. And so I want folks to know we're trying to take over on the East Side. They denied us our middle school out there. And I ain't forgot about that. I'm a little upset about it.
That's okay.
But don't believe we're coming back, though. And I can say this, right, because this is my platform.
Tiny Tot.
Yeah. What a pre! Oh, hey! I told the folks, man, that preschool's coming. All right, the preschool's coming. Tinley Tots Academy is coming. We're gonna have preschool. I'm gonna get this middle school, and we're gonna be pre-K through 8. I'm not gonna let any of these large educational entities deny this dream we got going. I got something for you. But anyway, my party shot. If you've been watching this show, you've seen at the bottom scrolling across there. Rest in peace to Roger Payne and Nia Cope. Early in April, we lost one of our Tinley scholars to a senseless act of gun violence. And I just want to take a moment because this is my show and this is my platform. And I need to speak to the individuals. What you have to understand is that we're in a pandemic. And so there's no reason why during this pandemic, we create another pandemic by sniping and killing away the youth and the future of our country and our community and our society. And it was just the most heartbreaking thing. Was not just that he was a Tinley scholar, but that an 8-year-old boy was killed in his home by a senseless bullet and violence. And it's something that happens far too often. And then you had a couple weeks later where the young lady, Nia, was killed driving with her mother down 38th Street because people were just acting careless and acting reckless. And what people don't understand is that every time you take away our youth, you're robbing our society of possibly somebody like Roger, who wanted to be the next president of the United States, or somebody who could have found the cure for cancer, or someone who could have found the cure for the next pandemic flu that's taking out folks. And so I just plead to the people, we got to protect our youth. We talk a lot about the academic stuff at Tinley, but I'm all about the social justice. You know, we had a program called Summit Girl Magic that wanted to highlight and uplift the young women, the young girls in our school, that they can be anything. But the last thing that I ever want to do is to read another story about another kid being killed by a senseless act of violence. So I'm pleading to the people that are listening, to the people that watch this video live, that watch it later. We got to protect our youth. We got to look after our future. Because when we're old and gray, we want to make sure that the individuals that are voting in the next elections, that are voting for these city, county council people, and these mayors and these governors, and all these other folks that are making these decisions, that they're informed and they're making the right decisions. And so I ask that we protect our youth and please stop killing our young people. And to the families of Roger Payne and Nia Cole, we are praying for you. We love you. You will always be in our thoughts and prayer. Anybody else that's lost a loved one to senseless gun violence, we're praying for you. And when we get back to school, I got a major initiative that I'm launching through Tinley Summit and through Dewberry Determined. Because at this point, you know, right, man, I ain't got nothing else to lose, man. It's sickening. It hurts me to my core. And I got to do something. Mm-hmm. We got to do something as a school, as a network. And so when we get back into the school next school year, I have a major initiative and program I'm going to launch on the Far East Side with some other community partners. So
count me in, Doc. Anything that I can do to help.
I will. And so this has been Views from the Top, Episode 5. I have my boy, Mr. Wright, with me. We've been talking about Tinley. Kiss live next week. I'm going to be on solo next week. Solo dolo. Just me. Talking about a major announcement, something great that's going to be offered at Tinley Summit next year. It's a secret. Only two people know about it, so I'm going to just save the little teaser for next week. But catch me live next week, Thursday, same time, 6 p.m. Eastern, streaming live on Facebook. and on YouTube. This has been Views from the Top. I'm your host, Dave McGuire, my boy, Mr. Wright, and we out.
Peace.